This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It is 19 minutes after 10 and you are listening to MUT Radio, shaping own the future. Ihlanganani midday show ke igama lohlelo with one and only Princess G, your favorite on-air bestie. I'll be keeping you company all the way till 1 p.m. Now, every single Wednesdays, if you're part of the family, you would already know. Every Wednesdays, we talk about Umgo lifestyle because we go through a lot in this life thing. And we've always got Ubabunzimande, our life coach extraordinaire, to help us, you know, navigate the murky waters of this thing called life. Hi, Babunzimande.
Hi, Africa.
Ngiyaphila. Hey, siyagowa, hey?
No, we're going through. We're not going to.
Yeah, we're going through.
So, I can keep goa. The point is to go through.
Yes.
So, don't ask God. Don't tell them going. Go through. Buyelengale, pumelengale.
Definitely. And I think one thing I'm learning in this season of my life is that e-growth, as much as we glamorize it a lot, you know, but it does come with a lot of uncomfortability because, again, we are shedding skin and we are growing. And it comes with a lot of having to adjust, you know. And sometimes you can even lose who you think you were because Pelunkulunkul is building you up. He's building your character. And that isn't something that we always like or we don't always enjoy. It doesn't always feel good, rather. So it's important for us to understand about the seasons that we go through in life. Why are they necessary? Because sometimes I believe, Wuti, we can stand in the way of our own growth when we don't really understand what is happening in the season. Why is this season necessary for you so you can transition into the next one? So I thought it would be important to speak about this, Babunzimande.
It's a choice between comfort and growth.
Yeah.
You can have both.
True.
So it's nothing grows in a comfort zone. You have one or the other. It's like a muscle, when you don't use it, you lose it. But when you use it, you grow it. But I shall ndawonye, I me in the same place. It's either I grow or noma I deteriorate. That's just unfortunately life. That's the set.
Definitely.
And then, seasons of life. Life, you know, the Bible stated very clearly. No, I might bet to Gwesham Kumbin, Unkulukulu, Kavelanj, this simple, Lutlalala, for as long as Umshabu Sekon, there will be Ama seasons. There will be day and night. Kukhona isikhathi, in fact, iBhayibheli libeka kahle lithi uvelithi uma lichaza umshumayeli, uvelathi umshumayeli konke kunesikhathi sakho. Kukhona isikhathi sokuhleka, kukhona sokukhala, kukhona sokutshala, kukhona sokuvuna. So nje, it's two sides of the same coin, basically. Kukhona isikhathi sokulala, khona sokuvuka. Konke kunesikhathi sakho, but asivami ukufika kanye. So you might find that you might be in a season where everything's going well for you, but you've got a toothache. You know?
Yeah.
And that toothache doesn't mean now that everything is going wrong in your life. Where sometimes we make the mistake is that we are so focused on what is uncomfortable that we cannot see that which is prospering. Now, nature teaches us that in growth there is discomfort. There's generally discomfort. I mean, the general idea, if you think about it, is that of a chicken egg hatching. Ogochi, God is so amazing. He created it that at a certain age, when the chick is the right age, the chick will become uncomfortable inside and will begin pecking at the eggshell from inside out.
Wow.
Now, they've worked out that if you break the eggshell too early, the chick will die because akabis katsogutapum. But if the chick cannot break out of the shell when it's time to break out of the shell, the chick will die also. So he must break out just at the right time. But at the right time, the chick has the sufficient amount of energy. He has the sufficient amount of muscle strength to be able to peck his way out of the eggshell. If he can't peg his way out of the eggshell, kusho ukuthi akanawo strength esanele kuma muscles akhe, and then they die. So there is a certain timing that is just critical, where it is just the right time for everything. Now, ngesikhathi esase ngaphakathi eqandeni, it's the right time for yena ukuthi abe sesiqandeni. Isikhathi sokuthi ahlale kwi-egg yolk, ahlale lapha and be fed by what is in the egg. Ngesikhathi i-egg isase within the hen, isikhathi esi-right leso futhi, ngoba isuke isoft ingenayo i-shell, ingakadevelop, ifanele ukuba lapho. But when the time is right again, ufanele futhi for the chick to come out and begin to experience life by themselves. But ngesikhathi esekuqala, uprotected by the mother hen, until kufika isikhathi sokuthi useyakwazi ukuyihambela yena engasavikelwe muntu. Now, if you look at the protection, iqale from within the mother hen, bekunesikhathi sokuthi abe nje ngaphakathi kuyona. Then there was a time yokuthi aphumele ngaphandle, but the protection ye eggshell. Then there was a time yokuthi aphume even kwishell, ame ngaphandle, but still asafukamelwa umama. Then there was a time yokuthi ayihambele yena. Now, at each of these stages, it was the right time. They were supposed to be where they were. Now, if yena ubefuna ukuthi, no, I want to, ngifuna ukuhamba manje, ngifuna ukuphuma ngiye in other places, they would have been vulnerable and they would have been unsafe. So there had to be a time, and for each time, there had to be checks and balances built into the system to make sure that we are prosperous, we are thriver. Lack fanela thrive corner, give catch fanela thrive exona, gentle funeka thrive gas.
So
now, often in the slimazayo, tina, and especially kubantabash, impatience. There's a lot of impatience with the young people these days. And that impatience means ukuthi osaseswini akafuni ukuba seswini, ufuna ukugijima ngeenyawo. Osaseqandeni akafuni ukuhlala eqandeni, ufuna ukuyogijima ngeenyawo. Osephumile akafuni ukuhlala ngaphansi kwesikhukhukazi simvikele. Kuqhamuka oheshane bafike bamthathe. Akafuni ukuhlala la, kufuna ufuna nje ukuyogijima naye abe isikhukhukazi, kodwa usayiqanda ngaphakathi kusona isikhukhukazi. Agcine kwesinye isikhathi esedelele kwasona isikhukhukazi, kanti njengoba edelele isikhukhukazi uvikelwe yiso, uphila kuso, akakwazi nokuphila on their own. Yabo, ufuthi umuntu nje eseba rude to ama-parents, kodwa uhlala kwawo, uhlala emzini wawo, akanawo ngisho umuzi. Ma ungasuthi la bantu abadelelayo ake bakukhiphele ngaphandle kuhambe uyohlala wena, kuyohlala wena. Angeke asinanokuthi angaqala ngakuphi. Udestroya the very thing emphilisayo, aphila ngayo. Ngoba usefike kustage nje la icabanga ukuthi they can do it all themselves. So ikhona leyo nto ukuthi ngenxa yokujaha kakhulu, we end up being self-destructive. There is a time for everything, and everything must be done in its time.
Yo.
Ukuqala nje lokho.
Yeah, that's very powerful. I was going to say that now, ukuthi that is often our problem as young people. Thina lento yokulinda nje, eyi, iyashaya kakhulu.
Yebo, bese afika kuba into yesibili around issues of seasons and times. Leyokuqala, it's doing what needs to be done at the right time and not rushing the process. But okwesibili is learning to take the discomfort that comes with each season. Yebo, ngoba ikhona le interpretation, and especially ihlupha abantu abakhulwayo le interpretation yokubelieve ukuthi ngoba manje uyakholwa kufuneka yonke into yakho ihambe kamnandi at all times. Manje i-unscriptural leyo nto, it's not in the Bible. There's no way. Ivangela kulona lamadanoni
and satshelwa yes.
Akuyona amadanoni lento iBhayibheli akulona lamadanoni. No, but, and I say Amadanon respectfully, but it's not, no one said it'll be easy.
Yeah.
No one said it was going to be easy. Not at all.
Yeah.
That is not a promise we were made by anyone.
Sure.
No, that's not a promise. That was, in fact, Jesus very specifically says, And it says this very specifically. It's in this world you will have trouble, but do not be troubled. I have overcome the world. So it doesn't say go hlale ku smooth. That is not a promise. Are we promised? Instead, you are promised that there will be challenges. I mean, if you think about it, uto David, he says all the beautiful things. And then he says, no man has got inside of logo. How? When a foot David and when you have the battle in that class, in that bullet and a seven zero promote, who figured in man just got in set of logo. Because it's balanced. See, called Akona Manzo Pumula, got the foot corner and escort set of logo. Because it's like that. It's night and day. It's night and day, day and night. And we've got to embrace each of the seasons of life. It's summer, winter, spring, and autumn. We've got to embrace the seasons of life. There's nothing wrong with life going through seasons. So if our expectations are that life must just be one season all of the time, then we've missed the point. It's different seasons, and we must embrace each season along with what is contained in that season. What are the implications of that season? What is coming out of that season? Because if we embrace it, we grow. We learn something. When you've gone through an enormous amount of pain, but I so cool. Ukulile because your threshold for pain has been extended. Now that you are growing older, you are expanding your capacity for pain. And that is growth, because the more pain, the more growth. You know, you have to expand your capacity. Now, Tina, full look, expand the capacity for pain. We want to expand capacity for pleasure, pain. Yeah. And we do everything because we do it for fun. We do it because it gives us pleasure. Life is not the purpose of life. I want to say that again. Akuphilelwa ubumnandi. Ubumnandi is not the purpose of life. It's not. Ubumnandi might just be the spice of life, but muche kukudla, kukhona ushukela, khona nopelepele. Na ubamnandi ma u embrace pelepele. Khona abadla pelepele, khona abadla izinto ezisawa. Uyabona nje, mina nguthi into pelepele, but for somebody else bayawudla. You know, sometimes you get diets that are sour. Kube khona okumuncu, khona okuda. Konke ama taste buds ayakwazi ukutaste konke, and konke kuyakwazi ukuhlanganiswa kahle kube mnandi. Ulamula na une role yawo, ungale nhlelo iyona, wenza umehluko empilweni, kuno vitamin C oza nawo. Uyabo konke nje, uvitamin C awuveli orange kuphela.
That's very true.
And uphile ngama orange wodwa.
Uyabo.
So that's kind of the second thing about just embracing those seasons. Now, three, it's about letting go of seasons asedlulile and embracing ama seasons ezayo. Uyabona nje, kukhona isizini yokuba ingane, lithi iBhayibheli ngisengumntwana ngenzuso komntwana, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Likoda sengimdala ngenzuso komuntu omdala.
Yes, signifying the differences, yeah.
Yes, awukwazi ukuthi usungena kwistage la sekufuna ngabe usuqala ukufunda ukuba self-sufficient. Sekufuneka uqale ukufunda ukuyibela, kodwa wena usafuna ukuba ingane edepende ngayo yonke indlela. Kubalulekile ukufunda mase kufika esikhathini sokuthi uqale manje u-embrace, okay, sengena esikhathini sokuthi sekufuna ngikwazi ukuyinaka. Le nto ebengiyifundiswe ekhaya, ekufuna ngifunde phela manje ukuthi akekho sezoloku ejaha mina engigada. Sekufuna kube yimina ofunda ukuzazela mina ukuthi yini ebalulekile. Sekufuna kube yimina ofunda ukuzazela ukuthi yini priority. First things first, the right things first. You know?
Yes.
First things first, the right things first.
First things first, the right things first.
Yes. Ngoba end up ufumeka the wrong things first. Uthola ukuthi uthatha into engabalulekile nje ukuyobona abangani esikhundleni sokuyofunda. You've got two competing priorities. Uvele uprioritize abangani ukuthi hayi engizofunda mase ngibuya kubangani bami. Hayi kukahle, wasuke ekhaya uvele kuphi? Ukube khona umzali nje la ubezothini. You know?
Yes, that's very, very true. It's so very powerful.
We need to embrace isizini yokushintsha kwe responsibility. eyokugcina le engicela ukugcina ngayo ngicela ukufundisa abantu abasha le yama seasons okukhula empilweni
yeah
ngesikhathi ufike emhlabeni wafika umntwana wawuphethwe ngicela ukukwazisa ukuthi lo mzalo wayekuphethe khona isikhathi sokuthi nawe umphathe
yeah
akuyona iblack text layo it's the seasons of life lokuzalayo nje waye ngesikhathi uphuma esiswini kuyena waqalwa kuphatha 9 months ma uqeda lapho wakunakekela ungakazi nanokuthi uzokwenza njani usa uyabona nje ukuba wakushiya lapha ngazo uzoba yini usabomvana uphuma esiswini ungakwazi ukuzenzela lutho wakunetherisha usakhala ungakwazi nokusho ukuthi uphethwe yini ungazi nokusho ukuthi kubuhlunguphi ungaziwa noma uyaluya noma ukhishwa isisu noma unani noma uyashiselwa nomuntu awukwazi kusho lutho wanakekelwa wazi wafika la engathi usuqala ukubona bona manje ngoba nakuse khontwanyana ethembisa ukuthi siyi-degree usungcono ungcono kutalo umuntu wayekuphethe esiswini ophuma kuyena hayi kahleni guys and kukhona isikhathi esizofika la naye azoguga azangasakwazi ukuyinakekela lalela the same way ayinakekele nawe akayona ibhedeni akasona isicefe akayona iblack text it's the cycle of life they looked after you you look after them ngicela ukumake lapho.
Thank you so much, Babu Nzimande. I'd like to kuzilela lapho. I usually observe my mom and how, like you're saying, it's just the cycle of life. Now, the way she takes care of my gran, although my gran is still very much active, you know, at her age, but whenever she visits, like, ubayingane yabo to mom, she takes care. So I learn from that. Now, I'm like, oh, okay, Nami, there'll come a time where I'll have to take care of my mom. So it's very, very important. And thank you so much.
In fact, if you don't take care of your own parents, you're teaching your children not to take care of you.
Thank you so much. We need to go and introspect and reflect.
Man.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Have a great day. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day too.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.